This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Gauteng and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Pick n Pay's interim results have demonstrated that much like rugby, when you rely on consistent and effective implementation of the right long-term plan over a number of years, you really can deliver excellence. Headline earnings per share grew 17.5% to just over 91 cents. Diluted HEPS up 18.8%. On a comparable basis, excluding hyperinflation gains in Zimbabwe, headline earnings were up 9.5% per share, and diluted headline earnings per share were up 10.7%. Comparable profit before tax was up 9.7%, with profit before tax and that margin improving to 1.3% from 1.2%. A top retail analyst said to me earlier today when I asked for his opinion, simply great result, probably taking a little bit of market share away from ShopRite. So CEO Richard Brasher, who joins us now, I'm sure you'll be pleased to hear that.
Well, always pleased to have enough results under the belt, and you know my team done a good job, so you know I just get to deliver them, they get to actually do them.
Now, your chairman said this has been a complicated result to prepare. You've had to wade through the accounting complexities of IFRS 16, hyperinflation in Zimbabwe, as I mentioned, a change to the way you report airtime sales and your turnover. Let's just start with the accounting treatment. If I look at all the different versions of earnings per share, we've got basic earnings per share, reported headline earnings per share, reported diluted headline earnings per share, comparable HEPS excluding hyperinflation net monetary gain, and comparable diluted HEPS excluding hyperinflation net monetary gain. How many versions of earnings are there? It's very difficult to read these.
You're right. No, it's been complicated. I think in 30-odd years of retailing, this one takes the biscuit. But, you know, we don't get to make the rules. We just have to play by them. I mean, I think the key thing is people keep an eye on the cash. You don't go too far wrong. I think one of the key numbers is 9.5%, which I think is a normalized headline earnings per share, and that's what leads to the dividend, and the dividend's paid out in cash. And I think the 17.5% that you referred to, you know, the bizarre thing about inflation accounting is I think it makes you look better than you are. You know, I always thought that hyperinflation should make you look worse, but it doesn't. It makes you look better. And I won't sort of bore your listeners with the vagaries of that. But I think if you issued your dividend on the inflated 17.5%, I don't think that would be appropriate. I think the 9.5 is a solid number, and one that we're pleased with and quite proud to have delivered in a tough environment.
Yeah, it's one thing about these changes in the accounting rules. They've been sold to aid transparency, but the problem is it, I think, does more to hinder things than actually to aid transparency. But that's an entirely different conversation, Richard. Your trading margin up slightly, which is no mean feat in a very awful environment. Real comparable growth in sales in South Africa of 1.3%. And I think precious few, if any, food retailers in the country are doing that at this point in time. What's the secret?
I think the truth is we just stick to the basics. I said at the results presentation that news tends to have to be sensational, salacious, and we're sort of reliably boring. We've got a plan. We stick to our plan. We focus on what we can do and what we can't do, and we end up grinding out a result. And I think there's a little bit of our corporate stores, you know, our Boxer stores and our Pick n Pay stores, as a proportion of our overall business actually grew. And obviously our margin mix on our corporate stores is richer than the margin that we achieve on franchise. In fairness, it also grew, but the maths mean that it increases your gross profit, which is obviously one of the things that has caught people's attention in this result.
And your clothing offering, you know, when friends and family start to shop quite a bit at your clothing stores, you're doing something right. That's obviously helping to lift margin as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's some highlights in there. I think the clothing team have played a good game in the first half, and, you know, the liquor businesses has performed well. I think the reality is in a pretty tight market, you have to go searching for the wind. And when you see the wind, you try and follow it. And I think that's worked quite nicely. And, you know, it's only our half-time score, not a full-time score. So we're still a lot to do in the second half.
Let's hope it isn't a tale of two halves, as it has been very much for the Springboks. On that note, I was going to say this for my last question. Richard, England are looking good under Eddie Jones. The box seem to have the easier of the semi-finals without jinxing things. So it could be a repeat of the 2007 final. Where's your heart?
I'm split, to be honest. I'm backing both teams at the moment. But, I mean, should we be lucky enough to fell the All Blacks, which I say is a pretty big ask. The only other thing I've said to my South African colleagues is, if we go down, we'll go down fighting. We'll soften them up, and then maybe you can dispatch them in the final if we don't get there.
Well,
but, good luck to Wales.
I'm certainly hoping for an England-South Africa final. I think Northern-Southern Hemisphere finals are always great. And to renew that rivalry be something special. Now, your house brand's penetration is now at 22%, so much higher than the industry average here. You're now leading the way in this regard. And in terms of runway to grow even higher and the South African consumer, which does seem to only now be coming round to accepting and trusting house brands in a much bigger way, how much more growth do you see for this category?
Well, I think it has more potential. I mean, look, the truth is we love brands as well. I mean, we don't see ourselves as a sort of one-club golfer. We're not sort of going to be mainly our own brand. We want to support the major brands. I think whatever happens is, obviously, you need to back fewer lines with more line velocity. That's the essence of the game. I think if the brands can provide us with the innovation and creativity, especially on the added value fresh food side, then we'll support them. But in some of the markets we're developing, there's relatively few brands and there's relatively little investment. So I think part will be us creating a market, in fairness, as companies like Woolworths have. And part of it will be us making sure that we have strong brands in our own right, and that keeps us all honest.
Beck and Pay CEO Richard Brasher showing why the retailer is ahead of the pack with a class-leading performance among the retailers at the halfway mark.